Hello, it's the 15th of June. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Beds Police have been strongly criticised by parents on social media for their response to teenagers assembled in Alton Park. On the 5th of June, a concerned resident observing a gathering at a park off Folkes Road described what was believed to be a fight, with one young man wielding a knife resembling a meat cleaver. Police were contacted and attended, aggressively rushing towards the group. A foot chase ensued, which the young man eventually abandoned following the threat of being tasered. The teen, described as having the knife, was first handcuffed, then searched. An afro comb with a metal handle was the only object found on him, initially mistaken as a weapon. Parents believe the entire incident was mishandled and expressed their outrage on Facebook. A rapid increase in fuel prices have led many in Bedford searching for the cheapest source of petrol. According to Confused.com, those stations include Sainsbury's on Bedford Road in Kempston at 175.9 and Sainsbury's on Clapham Road at 178.9 per litre. Wizz Air, an airline with headquarters in Luton, is pursuing alternative fuel technologies to power its planes in the future. With the cooperation of Airbus, they are looking into the possibility of replacing current jet fuel with hydrogen. The switch, not expected to occur for at least another decade, would be cleaner and more efficient, allowing for lower cost flights. The company would like to create an eco-friendly example that other airlines can follow. The Kempston Hammers Sports and Social Club will host the 2022 National Tug of War Championships this upcoming weekend. Previously considered a male-dominated sport, women have recently moved into the forefront. The event takes place on Saturday the 18th of June, beginning at 9:30 a.m. That's all for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.